from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Sports with Balls. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Bouncing ball hits softly to third. Charging in, Barger to first, and the splits by Guerrero to end the inning. Yenesis Cabrera comes on with the bases loaded. Nobody out. Only allows one.
He's going to go back to Baltimore. He's going to continue to get evaluated. So that's kind of all we know right now. He had some lat discomfort warming up. You know, he had a little bit of shoulder soreness early in the year. Came some time off. He's been feeling fine through a really good bullpen in Cleveland. Austin, who's been really good against lefties this year, he worked a huge walk and then just took a shot with Mayo there with the bases loaded and didn't work out.
Vinny and Haney here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for the Bobster today and the rest of the week here with Vinny Serrato, my guy Nolan, Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass. That audio you heard courtesy of Sportsnet. And of course, it's Woman Crush Wednesday. Send all your favorite female artist or band songs to the text line. Quick Draw will handle it from there. Orioles, they fall to the Blue Jays last night, 5-2. You heard the manager, Brandon Hyde, there talking after the game. A lot to get to. Obviously, it doesn't get off to a good start with Grayson getting scratched with the lat discomfort. Similar issue that he's dealt with in the past.
Did you see it on TV? Because you could read his lips where he said, I don't feel right.
Yeah. That's never a good sign. And that's literally minutes before first pitch. So,
but he was throwing in the outfield, you know, and then, I mean, his body language was not good when he was throwing. No. Something must have been hurting.
I mean, you know, when you feel a pain that you have felt before, you know, it's uneasy. I mean, any type of pain you don't feel great about, especially when it's something you don't know and you're probably scared. But when it's something you felt before, you start to think back to that situation and how long it took. I think he was out like 2 months at that time.
No doubt.
So, you know, we'll see. He's back in town. Brandon Hyde said after the game, getting some imaging done. We'll see what the verdict is on that. But I think we're all holding our breath when it comes to Grayson Rodriguez, because you look at this rotation and they're dropping like flies. Honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're already without Bradish. Means has been gone for a while. Wells has been gone for a while. They kind of patched things up a little bit, adding Zach Eflin, who I think has been solid for them. Rogers, we'll see part two of that movie tonight. Burns has been Burns. But, yeah, you don't feel great about what you have. Kramer's still there, and it's been a struggle for Kramer this year. So this starting rotation right now is kind of being held together by a Band-Aid these days, with Grayson going down right now. And then you get Suarez that comes in, gives them a solid five innings.
No doubt.
Really solid five innings. And honestly, I'm kind of upset that Suarez wasn't out there longer. I mean, I get it. He's coming out of the bullpen. He's been a bullpen guy recently. But this is a guy that for the most part of the year has been a starter. He's fully stretched out. He's gone deep into the games. I mean, 73 pitches. I get it. At a moment's notice, that's not what he's expecting. But he looked good. 6 strikeouts, 2 walks, only 2 hits given up, no earned runs. Unless he's telling me he's out of gas, and maybe that's what he said, but I didn't say that after the game. Unless he says he's done, I'm sending him back out there. I'm sending him back out there because it's already been kind of a he's already salvaged the game by giving you 5. If he can go any longer, I'm riding with him.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think Hyder had a crap game yesterday. Yeah. You know, I mean, you pitching, all the changes that he did, and we'll get into the holiday one and the Cowser one, which totally pissed me off. You know, I mean, Cordell, I'm watching, and I like Holiday, and you know, and he hit the home run, and and it's the only, basically the biggest hit they got, and one of the only hits they got. Then they take him out. I'm like, what the? And all right, forget all that. But here's the thing that pissed me off the most is what I'm saying. As a management person, you know, when he came up the first time, you know, he struggled. He had no confidence. Mm-hmm. All right, he comes back. He's hitting. He's hitting good. Just hit a home run in that game. His confidence level is where we want it. And we need him to go, you know, for the next whatever, 2 months. And then you punch him in the gut. That was what was stupid. I mean, you know, to bat for him, you know, because lefty-righty BS. No, you got to play the mind games too. It's 5-1. You're getting your butts kicked. And, you know, you want to destroy all that you built up over the, what, 6, 7, 8, whatever amount of games he's played? You want to do that? That made zero sense. And the same with Cowser. I mean, you got two guys that are been your two of your best hitters. And then, you know, Hyder, a dumb quote saying, well, I took a shot.
I mean,
Jesus Christ. I mean, the guy's 0-9 and Cowser's hot. Take a shot with Cowser. I mean, cripes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Cordell, I could start swearing pretty easy right now.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I've given Hyde more grace than others for the most part. I very rarely come on here and question the skipper and his decisions because they have reasonings behind what they do. And for the most part, they work out. So they've earned my trust. But last night, it was, like you said, it was a horrible night for Brandon Hyde. It's tough for me to think of, and I'm sure other people can, but it's tough for me to think of a more mismanaged game by Brandon Hyde to this point in the season. I mean, I already mentioned going away from Suarez a little too early for my liking. And then Smith is dealing.
Yep.
And then you bring in Soto, who's been absolute garbage since he's gotten here. Absolute garbage. And just let him go.
Right.
He gets to go. He gets the unlimited leash. And then you talk about the pitch hitting. All right. He says Slater has been good against lefties this year. That's what Brandon Hyde says. Slater has a 193 batting average against lefties this year, 505 OPS. I mean, what are we talking about? This dude, and he works the walk. So that's, and he drives in a run. Is the bases loaded? Okay. That one kind of works out to a degree. I still would have liked to see Holiday out there, the guy who got the grand slam against the Blue Jays the last time he saw them. I'd like to see him out there. But then we get to Cowser. Okay, Cowser's 0-3 on the night. All right. But this dude has been probably your hottest hitter in general since the All-Star break. And then you throw in Coby Mayo in a bases-loaded situation where Mayo is still looking for his first hit right now. And you think he was pressing before. What do you think he's doing now? And then, like you said, the quote of, well, we took a shot with Mayo. That just screams to me like, we just hit the F it button and just said, let's just go. Let's just see what happens. Let's see what we can, if we can make some magic happen out of nothing. I just didn't like Brandon Hyde's decisions last night because I feel like it compounded what was a bad night by the players in general. The lineup only had 3 hits on the night. So right. It's not like they were doing anything offensively to begin with. They were struck out 12 times last night. They were just bad at the plate in general. But he didn't help them out. He didn't do them any favors in a game where they already had the deck stacked against them with Grayson getting scratched minutes before the first pitch.
Yep. No doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, you kind of felt it like when it first started, because I'm sure the players in the dugout, they're going, oh, crap. You know, I mean, because that's your number two ace,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if he's down for a while, you know, what's that mean?
Oh, it's deflated.
Right. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But I just think that, you know, a manager, you know what it reminded me of last night? The Chargers coach.
That's what I told Nolan that before the show.
Like, no way, really?
Are we going to just allow a computer to run the team now? Because that's exactly what happened with the Chargers. Harbs has been criticized for it at times for just strictly leaning into the analytics. And look, this is an analytically driven team, and more times than not, it works for them. I'm okay with it being a support tool. It should not...
Just a piece of the pie.
Yeah. At what point do we start using our eyes, start going with the feel of the flow of the game? And are you going to platoon everybody? I mean, he's got 3 people in his lineup right now that he trusts to hit against lefties or righties, it feels like. And that's Adley, that's Gunner, and that's Santander. 2 of them are switch hitters. So, I mean, how long are we going to play this game? At some point, you got to see if Holiday is truly as good as they think he is, as good as I think he could be. And you got to give them opportunities in these types of situations against same side pitchers. Same with Kowser. I mean, you can't keep doing this same song and dance. And I got news for him. His bench isn't as deep as he thinks it is to be able to platoon these people or grab guys up just to do the matchups with the pitchers every time. You have to let these guys go at some point and see what they can do. They're pups right now. I get it. But... At what point will we be able to see if they can run if we don't allow them to?
All right, so let me ask you this, Cordell. What do you think the players in the dugout
Give me a chance.
And then when they're walking back over to the hotel, you don't think they were MFing Hyder last night? Oh, hell yeah, they were.
That's probably one of the nights. Yeah.
They were questioning, what in the hell are you doing? But I just think that... You know, like you said with the analytics, you know, you got to use your head a little bit because baseball athletics is a mind game and it's all about confidence, and you're destroying guys' confidence that you need. I just thought it was the stupidest thing I've ever seen, along with the Chargers coach.
It's so many to name from him. I mean, my goodness. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to jump in, talk some Orioles baseball. How are you feeling following last night's loss? I mean, a lot went wrong for the Orioles. We talked a lot about Brandon Hyde and his impact on it, and it was heavy. But there were things that went on beyond his control. This lineup was sleep last night. Grayson looks like who knows? I don't want to guess, but we've seen this a little bit before with Grayson. So we're all holding our breath, but how concerned are you with Grayson? We'll talk about that ourselves next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
He was scratched minutes before the game started, dealing with the what they're calling lat discomfort, and this is something Grayson had dealt with a couple of years ago, and it's got everybody kind of wondering what's next for Grayson and this rotation. And Vinny, we're past the deadline. Chase McDermott just went on the IL yesterday also, so bad timing right now for this. And I don't know if there's ever really good timing for one of your starting pitchers, especially the second best pitcher in your rotation, to go down. But I'm just struggling to find out what the Orioles can do now in this situation to try to pick this team up with Grayson, if Grayson does have to miss a substantial amount of time.
Well, you know it's not good, Cordell, when the manager comes on right after the game and said he's on his way to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew it was something, and they put him on a plane right away. So that was kind of concerning. And the other thing I was going to say, Cordell, before, is I think today's press conference prior to the game is big, because I think if I'm Hyder needs to come out and say, that one's on me. I don't know if he will, but if I was the GM and stuff, you know, that's what I would like to hear from my manager today, because or he needs to go last night, stop in and see Holiday and Couser and listen, guys, that's my bad, that won't ever happen again kind of thing. Because he totally screwed that up. And I don't know if he was, you know, like his mind was messed up because of the Rodriguez stuff. I don't know. But just for the psychological part of your team, I think he effed it up big time.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I definitely think he played a huge part in that loss last night. And I'm a guy that usually likes to leave majority of that for the guys that are actually in the game. You know, the ones that are actually playing. And they deserve a lot of that blame as well. Like I said, they only had three hits last night, 12 strikeouts. I mean, they didn't do much good offensively. Suarez really was their saving grace for five innings. But then we start talking about hiding some of his decisions on, you know, how long he's sticking with guys. And Burt Smith was good, but only 12 pitches. He gives up the one hit, and that's all she wrote. That's all she wrote, and that ends up snowballing, and Soto literally gets one out in 29 pitches, allowing four earned runs. I mean, it's like, what are you going to do at that point? But yeah, I mean, for the long run situation, Grayson is going. They can't fill that void right now. I mean, guys are going to have to.
Kramer's got to step up.
Kramer's going to have to step up for sure. Eflin, who, to this point, while he's been here, has been solid. I was a fan of that move from the beginning, so it's good to see that's kind of paying off right now. Like I said before, we need to see Rodgers have a much better part two to his movie than he did in the first one, because they'll get ran off the field pretty quickly if it's going to look the way it did in the first viewing of Trevor Rodgers in an Orioles uniform, and really the way Rodgers has looked for the majority of the year. I mean, he's almost got a 5 ERA, 2-10 on the season. So right now for the Orioles, this is a gut punch, no doubt about it. When one of your, not just one of your better pitchers, but one of your better players goes down in August, this is the time where they're trying to separate themselves from the Yankees in the division. And this could be kind of something that swings against their favor right now and being able to put a team like the Yankees away.
Well, the other thing, too, I think what they're trying to find out, Cordell, is the bullpen's roles.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got what role?
Yeah.
I think, you know, and then Rodriguez goes down and then, you know, then you got more issues. But it, like, let's just say Rodriguez had a good game last night. We're all good. All right, now we just got to figure out the roles of the bullpen, you know, going forward. Because what, Kimbrell come in the seventh?
Yeah, and then ended up hitting Vlad Jr. in the back.
Was it on purpose?
I don't know.
Drilled if
it was,
him right
I mean,
in the
it
back.
Was so far off the plate.
Yeah,
it's literally right in the back. So I don't know.
The manager Schneider thought
he had some words for him. Yeah,
and then they asked Hyder after, and Hyder said, "I didn't."
Yeah,
you know, he said anything. Norm, what's your, you know, opinion? You get a chance to get in here and say what you thought of the last night.
Get you a piece.
I mean, I don't think I have anything unique that hasn't already been said, but I'm with you guys. I just didn't understand the decision-making in the moment. You give Slater credit. I mean, I wouldn't have pulled Holiday for him, but Slater did have a good at-bat. So he passed the baton to the next guy. He accomplished what he was set out to do there. The Mayo for Kowser one is completely inexcusable. It's not good in either direction. I'm with Cordell. You know, what does that say for Kobe Mayo?
Yep.
I mean, a guy who doesn't have a hit yet in his brief major league career, he's already pressing in his regular at-bats. And now you call him off the bench and say, hey, go get us a hit here in the biggest situation of the game. I'm not saying he's not built for that, but over a guy who's got a 17-game hit streak, and he snapped the hit streak because, well, you took the bat out of his hands.
Yeah.
I mean, that
and he
I'm
got
Kowser,
robbed in that first inning, you know. I mean, got robbed of a double.
I mean, a guy who's been putting together good at-bats for weeks in a row, not just a series, a couple days, weeks, and you take the bat out of his hands. Makes no sense.
None at all. I'm trying to figure out what the best case scenario, obviously, is Mayo comes up there, flashes the power that we've all heard about and seen in AAA, and, you know, all ends well with a grand slam. This isn't a Disney movie, though.
Right.
And the reality is the dude is that, like Nolan said, he's already struggling looking for anything positive offensively right now. And then you put him in eighth inning, bases loaded, where they need something. They need it. Whoever was going to be at the plate to give them something, the dude is up there he's just trying to run into one. He's trying to run into one. You take the bat out of Kowser's hands, who, okay, hadn't had a hit to that point last night, but has been scorching hot since the All-Star break. It just is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, I mean, the more you guys talk, I mean, to me, Hyder mentally screwed up three guys last night. All my young guys, all guys that... You know, Mayo needs confidence. He needs something positive, you know. And then with Holiday and Kowser, you know, you gut punched him.
And in the big picture with Hyde, at least for me, I feel like he's just a manager that makes moves just for the sake of making them. I mean, even when he makes moves and they pay off, sometimes you're saying, all right, did you really need to make a move there? I feel like has this old school National League manager mentality ingrained in him. I mean, he came up with the Cubs in an era where they didn't have the DH and you were making tons of moves every game out of necessity, pinch hitting for your pitcher spot when you started going to the bullpen, double switches and all that stuff. That's just not a part of the game anymore. And I feel like he forces it when it doesn't need to be. Over the weekend, he made a good pinch hitting decision to bring Adley off the bench and it paid off, but nobody's complaining when you bring Adley Rutschman into the game. Right. Even in the midst of a slump, Adley Rutschman is Adley Rutschman. That wasn't the case last night. You weren't bringing an Adley Rutschman type player in to replace someone.
Let me ask you this, Norm. If he let Holiday hit and Holiday doesn't get a hit and Kowser hits and he doesn't get a hit or whatever, we're not talking about
anybody's
any of this.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we're just, all right, they lost 5-2. Let's move on to the next one. But now, you know, what Hyder did. I'd love to hear what Elias is saying, you know, to him. And I'm sure, owners I've dealt with, they'd have gone down to the locker room after and say, what the hell were you doing?
Well, unfortunately, I feel like they're in sync. And Elias, if he had a manager hat on, probably would have done the same thing.
Honestly, I think it is. I think it's definitely what they do. I mean, they are a team that wants to play the matchups. They go with the splits with everything, and that they're going to try to match up on paper as best as they can. But that's where I feel like you got to put game game flow ahead of some of these things. Put the eye
test
ahead of
some of
these things.
Let's think about your guys. Who are you doing it to? That's a thing. And like we talked about, analytics is fine, but you got to play the game. Mm-hmm. You got to play the game. And mentally, you know, what are my guys? I mean, Gunner struck out 3 times. Why don't you take him out, you know? I mean, come on. I don't like anything about it. And, you know, I mean, we keep harping on it. But, I mean, it is what it is. And I'll be anxious to see what Hyder says today. And then we can move on.
410-583-1057. We'll talk to you next. How are you guys feeling following that Orioles loss last night? Who gets the blame from you? We'll talk about all that and more with you guys next here on The Fan. Out in Toronto, 410-583-1057 is the number. Lines are buzzing. Let's get it going. Let's go to Mark in Pikesville. Mark, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Vinny.
What's up?
What's up, Cordell? Listen,
what's up, man?
Listen. We had one bad game. I have to admit, that was one of the worst games I watched.
Mm-hmm. Yep, me too.
Blame the manager. We can blame Soto. I don't like this guy anyway. But I'm trying to stay focused on what we all started the season talking about. We're trying to get to the playoffs, to the World Series. Now, our number two star, because you know that's our boy, Vinny, 1-2. We ain't have but 2 good pitchers. So if one go down, somebody got to step up. So hopefully it's Efren or Kramer. Somebody got to step up. But
Kramer would be the guy, I would think.
Yeah, but the bigger picture, guys, is we got to stay focused on what we are here for. The manager got to just say, like you say, Vin, he just got to man up and say, I made a bad decision.
Yep.
He just
got to man up. I'm anxious to hear him talk today.
Absolutely. It was just a bad decision. But we're going to the World Series, guys. Don't panic. We're going to be all right. I promise you, we're going to be all right. Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, appreciate the call, Mark. I mean, look, it's tough right now. I mean, I'm still trying to process the Grayson injury because in reality, if they're going to get there, they're going to need Grayson to not only available but able to be at his best. So
because in a 3-game series right now, who are you pitching?
Exactly.
Burns and
Eflin. And
whoever's hot between.
Honestly, whoever's hot. Whoever you feel more comfortable.
Might be Suarez.
It could be. It could
but
be.
But I think old man Bun, you know, he pitched. He got hosed the last time he pitched because, you know, the defense was awful. And he pitched good.
Let's go to Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, you're on The Fan.
Hey, fellas. Cadell. Vinny, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
What's poppin'? Hope everything's well. First of all, Philly and Baltimore, their lines are just slumping.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you guys get out of the slump, I mean, you got some good hitters, and you got to say Lee and Gunner. They've been slumping since the All-Star game, unfortunately. I'm waiting for them to pick up. I thought we were talking MVP with those two guys, but it looks like Aaron Judge up there, he's running away with it.
Mm-hmm. Him and Bobby Witt Jr. probably, and Ramirez.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, right. Kansas City is in the running, too. I mean, they're almost in there, and they're like 10 games, 15 games above. That's great, and you know, hopefully Baltimore can hold on to Gardner, Adley, and save me with Kansas City. They also have another guy, first baseman, Vinny Piscantino. He's put up some good numbers along with that catcher.
Mm-hmm.
But we got 6 starters, at least, and that's not including Westberg. That was a shame what happened to him. They can't be platooning plays. Don't be platooning, especially Jackson Holliday. You got to make up for the time that he was sent down on sabbatical to refine. He's got to be playing every day. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Mitch. And, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's not like they've got a lot of bats on the bench right now, or a lot of options to where they can platoon all these guys. Ramon Arias, like, we don't need to see much Ramon Arias these days. I want to see Kobe Mayo, don't get me wrong. I just don't want him to get his first at bat in the eighth inning with the bases loaded when you're trailing by, what, four at the time? Mm-hmm. Like, I just, that's what I don't want to see. But yeah, I want to see these guys play, but I want to see these guys be able to show what they can do in some of these scenarios that they aren't able to get in. I want to see some lefty on lefty action late in the game from Jackson Holliday. How will we know he can't do it until we actually give him a shot to do it? Kowser, you think he earned the right to be able to get that at bat with how hot he's been, but obviously that wasn't the case. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing today, man?
Rashawn. We're running hot today, Rashawn. We're running hot.
Yes, I was running hot too watching that last night, man. And
did you think it was the Chargers coach last night?
Yeah, for sure, man. Like that was like hi. That was one of his worst managed games, I believe, man.
I didn't agree
from him, man. He got that hardball effect with him, man. He thinks he's smarter than everybody else, you know. Like, I don't know what he was thinking. He made five crucial mistakes last night. Now, a manager is allowed to make one or two maybe, but he made five. And his first mistake was taking Suarez out.
Yep.
The guy had 73 pitches, man. Like, and like, he was pitching good, too. And he wasn't gassed or nothing like that. Like, I can see, like you said, Court, I can see if he came to him and said, listen, I'm out of it. I'm gassed. You know, I don't think I got no more in me. But, you know, he took him out. And then I heard one of the announcers say, well, he did pitch. He's working on 4 days rest or something like that. So what, man? The guy's pitching good. Let him go out there another inning. You know?
Yeah. And, everybody used to go on 4 days rest.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, man, they playing soft on these players now, all this analytics stuff. And then he put Smith in next, right? But then Smith, I guess, gave up a hit. He took Smith out. Then that was his other mistake.
Yep.
He put Soto in.
Yep.
Like, what type of – he's like, oh, let me try this experiment again, you know, in this crucial time of the game, man. Maybe I'm going to look like a genius, and Soto might show us something, you know, different, you know. And that went bad. And then with the pinch hitting stuff, man, like you said, man, like, I don't know, like, he's listening to this, some type of computer program that's telling you who can play against this person, who can hit this person, man. Like, you know, and putting that rookie Mayo in that critical situation like that with the bases loaded when the guy ain't got a hit yet, you know, man, that was just bad. Right? Like, I mean, like I said, if he would have hit the grand slam, I guess, Todd would like
he'd
genius,
be a genius.
Right? Like, so it's like one of those moments, man. But the guy hasn't been hitting, man. He reminded me of Holiday when he first came up, the first go around. You know, he ain't got this confidence in. So, man, don't put that guy in that situation. And like with Holly, like y'all said, how you know if he can't hit against lefties, man? Let him do his thing, man. He's a professional. Like, you know, he came up.
Holiday's been crushing lefties since he's been
man.
Back.
And then, then they like, oh, no, I'm gonna take him out, and you know, I'm gonna take him out, and I'm gonna take Cows out. Like, I mean, the Slater thing, he got lucky with, man, because
he
Slater walked. Yeah, he walked and everything. So,
Rashawn, the thing that forget that Slater walked. What are you doing to my guy Holliday mentally? You just gut punched him. You know, like
yes,
he's saying,
did,
like,
man,
I hit a home run. It, you know, I'm hitting really good. I'm hitting lefties. What the hell are you doing?
And yeah, you benched me for God, like, hitting 193 or something like
right.
that?
Yep.
Like, what the hell? Like, who the hell is office? I never heard of this guy up until last week, man, you know? So, yeah, I mean, but like I said, I don't think we're ever going to win a World Series, sorry, with Hyde. You know, as our manager. Just like I don't think the Ravens going to win another Super Bowl with Harbaugh at the helm. So, hey, it is what it is, man.
Well, Cowboys aren't going to win it with McCarthy.
Or with anybody, for that matter, it seems like these days. Appreciate the call, Rashawn.
All right, Rashawn.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a tough day, and they're going to wear this one until tonight.
Yep.
And, you know, where they can have an opportunity to kind of wash away last night's game, but today, they wear it. Coming up next, we continue to take your calls. If you're on hold, stay there. You want to jump in, 410-583-1057 is the number. We'll get back to your calls next here on The Fan. Let's go to John in Carroll Park. John, you're on The Fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Not bad.
Good. I have just two things to say. First, I agree with everything you guys have said so far, so I don't really have much to add about Hyde, except I don't think he coaches great fundamental baseball. Not saying he should be fired. I think this is his first real test, but I think I just don't think he coaches good fundamental baseball. And I
what
think
do you mean by that?
Well, when you let your shortstop, no matter how popular he is, circleable throw off balance over and over again, when you let your second baseman catch pop-ups with one hand, when you make continuing base running errors, when you continue to overthrow your cutoff man, that's fundamental baseball. That's what they've been doing the last few weeks. That's on the manager. Earl Weaver had a great quote. He said, baseball comes down to pitching, the three-run homer, and fundamental baseball. Coaches have no control over hitting and pitching, but they can control fundamental baseball. He's not doing that. Gunnar Henderson should not be circling baseballs, throwing off balance, ever. I don't care how good he is. He should not get away. He should not be allowed to get away with those kind of things, and he's been doing it all year. It's not just one error or two errors. He continuously does it, and Hyde hasn't changed anything because he's still doing it. That's my biggest gripe with him. Now, last night, I think Cordell hit the nail on the head. How do you say that he's been good against left-handers or right-handers all year long when he's batting 193? How do you say that? How do you say I'm taking a shot on Kobe Mayo when Colton Cowser's up to bat? How do you say those things unless you're just going off a computer and you don't really know what the stats are? Those are my biggest problems with Hyde. Not saying he should be fired, but I'm allowed to criticize him if I don't think he's doing what he should be doing.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, John. A lot of good stuff there. The thing of him saying, you know, that Slater is good against the lefties. I mean, come on, like that's you can't pee on my head and tell me it's rain. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, come on, dude. We have the numbers right there that we can quickly get to see that's not the case. So I from that point on, the presser, I was kind of just like done with the presser at that point. It's like, all right, if this is the route we're going to take, where you say that and then you follow it up with, yeah, I took a shot on Mayo, and you know, it is what it is, whatever. You know, it's like, all right, I see what time it is right now.
I mean, I kept flipping back and I said, I want to hear what Hyde says, why he benched or that benched, you know, replaced those guys. You know, and then when he said it, I'm like, are you serious? I mean, that was a terrible, like, Harbs would have been much cooler in in his response. I mean, Harbs gets killed anytime they lose on Monday and, you know, those kind of things and fourth down situations and everything else.
Well, we're deranged when it comes as a country, when it comes to football.
Oh, so, yeah.
You know, it's just is what it is. That's a part of the job.
Well, there's 162 of these. Right. And this is the first time, Cordell, this is the first time that I remember that we've done like a whole hour just on one subject, and you know, it's been on high. This is the first time, and it was bad. And I don't know, you know, the Rodriguez thing, and then Hyder's managing, you know, decision making, and then they lose 5-2 to a team that they got to be beating.
Yeah,
you know, it was just one cluster Franklin after another.
Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, you're on the fan.
Hey, man, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Nothing much, Cordell. I'm at the Bucks drive-thru, so I got a great order. But what I will say is, y'all need to give me my flowers, because I've been calling this man out for 2 years. Reason why I don't listen to sports talk radio like that, because these fans like the dude in Pikesville. I don't really like calling out people, and I ain't talking about Q. Talking about the dude that always say they're going to win the World Series at the end of the year. And I've been telling y'all since 2022 that Brandon Hyde ain't it. And Vinny has killed me. Bob has killed me. The people has killed me. You see, these are Ravens fans who are just coming over and jumping on a bandwagon where baseball fans like myself look at every game, grew up playing the game, studied the game. I told you Brandon Hyde ain't it. He's not on a Dusty Baker, Bruce Bochy level. He's not even on a Brian Snicker level. Like, I've been calling this man out, and everybody's been killing me for it. So at the end of the day, he ain't it. He totally spit-firing. We just been happy that we've been getting winning baseball. But at the end of the day, when it's going to come down to looking at the tactical stuff, that's all I got to say, fellas.
Appreciate the call, Ray, and I've heard Ray quite a bit calling to the show, and he's always got something to say about Hyde, to his point. I said it at the start of the show. I feel like as a manager or a head coach, you get beat up a lot.
Yes,
so
you do.
I try
it's
to
part
save
of the
it.
Job.
Yeah, you know, it is. It definitely is. And I try to let the people do that for us. And when it comes, I try to save it for when it's really needed. Like now, you know, last night is indefensible. It's like, how could I come on here and defend Brandon Hyde after last night? I would lose credibility at that point.
I'm telling you what, Cordell, I listened to the morning show this morning. Ryan Ripken, who is the most positive guy in the world, he didn't agree with what they did. So, I mean, to me, that said a lot. I mean, it kind of, you know, what I was thinking, and then I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was evident. It was tough to watch that game and not scratch your head at least in the back end.
Bases low, you get one run?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Lines are buzzing right now. Everybody's got something to say about the Orioles and Brandon Hyde's decisions last night, so we'll keep the ball rolling. 410-583-1057 is the number. That's next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.